With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverenk. News for AutoMotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A Chatham Kent councillor who had her pay docked for breaching the municipal council's code of conduct will have to wait to find out if her request for a judicial review will proceed to a hearing. Ward 4 councillor Rhonda Jubinville's lawyer, Michael Alexander, presented his case in front of a judge in London yesterday, saying Chatham Kent's integrity commissioner didn't make a strong enough case to prove that Jubinville bullied and intimidated the public with some posts on social media regarding flying flags at municipal buildings. The judge overseeing the case heard arguments from both sides and said he'll have a decision as soon as possible on whether a judicial review will move forward. A 44-year-old Chatham Kent man has been arrested in connection with an arson investigation in Wallaceburg. Chatham Kent police say emergency crews were called to a structure fire on Wills Street in Wallaceburg just before 10 o'clock Saturday night. Fire investigators determined the fire was started on purpose. Police identified a suspect and arrested him on Wednesday. He's charged with committing arson with disregard for human life. And Liberal MP Anthony Housefeather hasn't ruled out crossing the floor to the Conservatives. CTV News says he hasn't officially talked to the Tories about it yet. He and two other Liberal MPs voted against a motion that originally called on Canada to recognize the state of Palestine. Austin Matthews managed to score a pair as the Leafs took down the Washington Capitals 7-3. Chatham Kent's TJ Brody was a healthy scratch for the game, with the Leafs coach saying it was a chance to give him a night off. Heartbreak for the boys' hockey team from Chatham Kent Secondary School at OFSA. Despite finishing pool play in a three-way tie with one win and two ties, the Golden Hawks did not advance to the quarterfinals. They lost on the sixth level of the tiebreaker. In other local hockey news, the season isn't over yet for three players from the Chatham Maroons. Graydon Jones, Jacob Kluche, and Caleb Papineau have all been called up to the Saginaw Spirit for the playoffs in the OHL. And in the NBA, the Raptors have lost eight in a row after falling 123-89 to Sacramento. Detroit lost its fourth game in a row, losing 122-103 to Indiana. A mix of sun and cloud today, a chance of flurries this morning, and a high of 3 Celsius. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of snow, low minus 4. Periods of snow tomorrow, and a high of 3. I'm Matt Weaverenk. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.